This podcast is presented by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at www.uctv.tv. Enjoy the presentation.
Thank you so much for coming tonight. Let me give you some general idea of what's in store for you, and I hope you don't leave afterwards. I've been greatly influenced by a group called the Modern Jazz Quartet. They consisted of four former bebop musicians who in the 1950s joined forces to create one of the most important jazz groups in jazz history. That group included luminaries like the great bebop vibraphonist Milt Jackson and the great jazz pianist John Lewis. This group was very significant to me because one of the many things that they did was combine jazz with Baroque music. Specifically, they were mainly interested in jazzing specific Baroque artists like Bach. This was very resonant to me because they were dealing with two areas of music that I've been concerned with for the better part of my life. One is jazz and jazz-derived styles, and the other is the art of counterpoint, as you hear tonight. The art of counterpoint is the combining of melodies, where the emphasis is on the melodies. The melodies combine into a higher unit, creating a harmony between them. When you combine rhythm and pitches in a certain way, traditionally, that happens. The Europeans were the absolute masters of that technique. In fact, early European music was based upon that technique from the early Renaissance through the Baroque era. European music was principally polyphonic. And when we think of the music of Bach, we think of polyphonic music, the music of Baroque era. Tonight, you'll be hearing principally polyphonic music. I like this so much because, as quiet as it's kept, so much African-derived music, so much music that we enjoy, that we consider a staple of our popular culture, is also fundamentally polyphonic. The rhythmic nature of it makes it so. When you combine rhythm and melody in certain ways in the vernacular, you get an interesting effect. And when you combine certain Baroque techniques with American vernacular elements, you also get a very interesting effect. Actually, both styles are considerably enhanced. Baroque music is eminently compatible with American contemporary vernacular music because of a number of things. Number one, many Baroque procedures have a one-on-one correspondence with stuff we do today. For example, the trio sonata, which consisted of two treble instruments and one bass instrument, often called during that period a basso continuo. Actually, the trio sonata consisted of four instruments, not three, believe it or not. The fourth instrument was a harpsichord. The harpsichord played figures written above the bass. They were numbers meant to designate intervals above the bass line in the score. Well, today we do the same thing, only we call them chord symbols. And we use bass and we use treble instruments pretty much in the same way. So the trio sonata and the rhythm section today have a lot in common, an awful lot in common. Another form, a variation form that you hear tonight, is called the chaconne. The chaconne was a variation type in which the harmonies were fixed and they were stated over and over. But every time they were stated, there were different melodic and textural configurations, hence a variation. The blues also consists of a paradigmatic harmonic progression. We state that over and over. So if we change the melodies and other elements, other parameters of music, we get, in effect, the blues chaconne, which is the first piece that I'll introduce tonight, featuring flautist Suzanne Duffy and harpist Jennifer Sayers. I'd like to introduce the first piece, which is the Blues Chaconne. It opens with the blues progression, and we have 17 variations which follow, all of which are based on the blues. So check this out, and please enjoy, and don't leave. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce the next composition. It's a little unusual in the vernacular sense. One of the great offerings of Baroque music was the invention. Now, those of you who have ever studied the piano probably played two-part Bach inventions. I felt, being the person I am with the weird personality that I do, that a lot of vernacular music loaned itself to invention treatment, I guess I can say. And so I decided to write a bunch of pieces in invention style, vernacular pieces like blues inventions and inventions based on ragtime, inventions based on New Orleans jazz, inventions based on bebop. I thought that would be cool. It would be a nice intellectual exercise, and also it would be fun to hear, if you can pull it off. So I wrote a piece called Invention Sacred and Profane. Those of you who are adept at classical literature will recognize the derivation of that title. It was a title first used by Claude Debussy. It was applicable to a suite of dances sacred and profane, that he wrote. I chose this title because I chose a set of inventions, traditionally written inventions, alternating with inventions derived from the vernacular. So you have traditional inventions followed by inventions based on New Orleans style, one based on doo-wop, another based on swing, another based on ragtime. So please enjoy this next composition. The artists are Miss Laura Hextein on violin and viola, and Miss Claudia Kaiser on cello. Please welcome them. Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought it would be a cool idea, literally, to mix the two, to bring the invention and the blues together, formatively, and we've done so. The first rendition of this, the first blues invention I ever wrote, will be performed by Miss Kirsten Monk on viola, and Miss Claudia Kaiser on cello, and Claudia Kaiser on cello, that's it. So please welcome those two artists, Blues Invention number one. The blues invention can loan itself to many different colors and many different moods. I'd like to give you another rendition of a blues invention, this one a little lighter, featuring flautist Suzanne Duffy and harpist Jennifer Sears. Blues invention number two. Thank you. If you recall, at the beginning, I started talking about correspondences between Baroque music and the American vernacular, and I mentioned the trio sonata. Well, I'm going to give you an example of a rhythm sonata derived from the trio sonata, featuring artists you've already seen, Miss Jennifer Sayers on harp, Austin Bailey on drums, Claudia Kaiser on cello, Kirsten Monk on viola, and Suzanne Duffy on flute. Please enjoy this trio sonata, rhythm sonata, I'm sorry. Enjoy, please. ¶¶ Is this not a superlative group? Let me tell you, it's a great group. This concludes our concert. Before we leave, I'd like to thank the Office of the Chancellor, the Office of the Executive Vice Chancellor, the Department of Black Studies, the Center for Black Studies and Research, and the College of Creative Studies for supporting this wonderful effort. And I'd also like to invite to the stage, if he's still here, the chairman of our department, Jeff Stewart. Is he still here? Jeff, please. To give a few words. Let everyone know he's not going to fire me yet.
Thank you, Earl. I remember when I came to campus several years ago, and Earl welcomed me here and has always been, I think, a large and capacious presence on this campus, bringing together, I think, two sometimes disparate parts of Black Studies, the creative side and the analytical side. And I'm just so happy that, you know, we're all able to enjoy the music and to see the kind of connection that Earl is being able to make between the Black tradition, the African tradition, the European traditions in this music. And I also have to commend Earl for getting these fine people to do all this work for him. Because this is hard work, and I think they deserve another hand, don't you think? Hard work, but good creative work. And I think the noblest thing we can do is to participate in the creation of culture, and I think that's what's been going on here today. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to a podcast from University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at www.uctv.tv. Thank you for listening.